Good morning. It is 10:26 here on 980 WCAP, and you are tuning into Chamber Chat with the Greater Lowell Chamber of Commerce. I'm Danielle McFadden, and we're very excited because today is our annual meeting. So that's happening at Lindsay's, beginning at 6 p.m., but we have a really great raffle happening that the public is welcome to buy into if you are interested. It is our ticket extravaganza raffle. We have an opportunity to purchase online until about 5 o'clock this afternoon, and it's a winner-takes-all ticket raffle. The winner wins two Bruins tickets to the December 22nd game donated by Enterprise Bank. There's a $206 value for that. Two Center Court Premium Club Seating Celtics tickets for December 11th donated by Trinity EMS with parking. That's a $500 value. Two four-packs to any remaining UMass Lowell Riverhawks game with the exception of Boston College donated by UMass Lowell. Four tickets to the Lowell Spinners 2016 season, including their pregame home plate all-you-can-eat barbecue donated by the Lowell Spinners, $120 value. Two tickets to any remaining Merrimack Repertory Theater production, $80 value. Two tickets to Flashdance at the Lowell Memorial Auditorium on November 28th, and $110 value and $100 in scratch tickets. So it's winner takes all. Tickets are one for $10. Three for $25 or 10 for $80. And you can go straight to our website at greaterlowellchamber.org, and all the information's right there, as well as a link to purchase.
Awesome.
So there's my plug.
And it's a great plug. I can't imagine why people wouldn't be jamming up the internet to buy these tickets.
There we go. So jam up the internet, folks, and head to our website and purchase your tickets. We're really excited to have our next guest on because we love to talk about travel, of course. We have Harry Garavania from Garavania Travel and Caitlin Foley from Hard Rock Resorts. How are you both doing?
Great, thank you.
Good, thank you.
And we had you on not too long ago, Harry.
A short time. I wasn't jamming, but I was here.
We'll leave the jamming up to Karen.
Felt like I was in Jamaica. Yeah.
So where are all the Hard Rock all-inclusive hotels located?
The Hard Rock All-Inclusive Hotels are located in Mexico and Dominican Republic. We're in Cancun, Riviera Maya, and Vallarta, and then in Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Lovely. All places that I would love to go to right now.
Yes. The season is coming up.
Absolutely.
They're beautiful all-inclusive hotels, all your meals, all your drinks, all your entertainment. I mean, we're definitely known for our entertainment being a Hard Rock.
Absolutely.
So, lots of fun.
And you don't have to even leave the resort.
Don't even have to leave the resort. We have everything there for you. Yeah.
Do you get to go visit a lot?
I was just there last week.
I can see
a
nice color.
Yeah, I have a little bronze color left over. Yeah. But yeah, we took about 150 travel agents from all over the U.S. to go down, visit the hotel, you know, taste the food, sink their toes in the sand, and experience it to be able to come home and you know, promote it to their clients.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Is Hard Rock all included? Or you're talking
singles? Well, it's really a resort for everybody. I think a lot of people have that impression of Hard Rock being a party, crazy, wild. It is not. I mean, we certainly know how to entertain, but Hard Rock All-Inclusive Hotels are really a resort for everybody, whether you're going with a group, destination wedding, families. We have Thomas the Tank Engine, Angelina Ballerina, Bob the Builder, and Barney at three of the four hotels. So it's really designed for families. Teen programs. Actually took part of one of them last week, part of the Music Lab program, and we got to do Jam Band, which means there's seven of us that got to choose an instrument. I chose the guitar. So for the first time ever, I played the guitar. And, you know, the singing, the drums, the piano, and then there were two real players actually, you know, playing in the background that made us sound
good.
You're
not good. A real player?
No, I just remember going A-A-C-C-G-G-G, and that's all I had to remember, and that's all I could remember, and I was so afraid of, like, losing the pick, and because I did during practice, but the guests can do that, you know, 12 years and up, they can come in, come together, you know, learn how to play music and have that true, unique experience that not a lot of other hotels provide, so it's not just, again, for couples, for adults. It's really a resort for everybody.
Is the decor kind of like what the restaurant you'd expect, like at a Hard Rock restaurant?
I mean, throughout the hotel, you'll get all the memorabilia. Mm-hmm. Like in Hard Rock Punta Cana, right outside the casino, we have Madonna's limo, you know, which are all mirrors.
Oh my gosh,
you know?
How cool.
You know, the Beatles, so it's like coming back in time. It's really, really cool, but it's not over-the-top cheesy. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not a burger joint. You know, we're not that.
Yep.
We're, you know, luxury upscale all-inclusive resort. But yes, you will see all the memorabilia, which is really cool.
One thing you touch on is being a restaurant chain, the food quality at the Hard Rock is exceptional. My family can attest to it. We've been a couple of times. It's just exceptional. The diversity of food, the different cultures. You have a Brazilian steakhouse. You have everything from Mexican. But it's just a phenomenal experience. The food, if you like fine cuisine, it's really what, you know, these different all-inclusives. But like Caitlin was saying, theirs is more upscale in that the quality of the cuisine is, I definitely see it, give it top grades.
Yeah, so it's not just one restaurant.
No, in Punta Cana, we have 9 restaurants. And that ranges from your typical,
wow,
you know, the market, which is our buffet. We have Italian. We have French over Hard Rock Riviera Maya. We have Ipanema, which is our Brazilian steakhouse. Toro, which is a steakhouse. You know, your Mexican cuisine. We have Zen, which is our sushi or teppanyaki style restaurant. So we have it all, and some of it's a la carte. Most of it's a la carte, and we do have the buffet options available. We don't take reservations, so you don't have to, you know, rush down in the morning to make your dinner reservations, mm-hmm, or have to worry about calling ahead or anything like that. You just show up.
That's nice, because on vacation, you don't want to be on a schedule. So you don't want to say, oh, we booked dinner for 7, so then you have to leave the beach early if you're having a nice, relaxing day.
Exactly. And we have 24-hour room service in every single room category. So if you're not feeling up to, you know, getting dressed and going out and want to eat at your own leisure, then you have that option as well.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
What is a limitless resort credit?
So when you book Hard Rock All-Inclusive, you'll receive a resort credit. What that means is, depending on the number of nights that you stay, so most people are staying 7 nights for a week, they're getting $1,800 to use towards spa treatments, golf, tours, excursions. So it gives our families an opportunity to not only experience the hotel, but the destination.
Wow.
So it's kind of a no-brainer when you're going down there. I mean, having gone down on vacation myself and spending, you know, $5,000 to go, you know, for a week, you know, to Mexico, you really are kind of pinching pennies once you're down there. Like, oh, I don't want to go to the spa because we just spent all this. We give you money to spend. So,
which is nice because you're helping the local economy as well. They must love you there.
Exactly. Yeah, from our tours to, you know, swimming with the dolphins, Chichen Itza, speedboat tours, snorkel. So, and the spa on top of it, which is amazing.
Oh,
I'd be there.
It is. Yeah. That is nice. So awesome.
I tell you, one of the greatest experiences was one of the excursions we took. The family was involved swimming with the turtles. Then we went from there. We did the zip line. Then we did the rappel. And then we also did go in the underwater caves, which is fascinating. It's like 1,000 of these freshwater under the cave. This is all in one excursion. So these are some of the activities you can use to with the resort credit, which I think is phenomenal. That was the thing that the kids really liked when we came back.
Yeah, and for golfers, we have another option. So for those people that want to go down and spend their vacation golfing, you know, 4 mornings a week, we have an unlimited golf option as well. So you can kind of forfeit the resort credit and just choose to play unlimited golf. So
you and Dick would be fighting.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, but again, it covers golf. So you can, you know, I go to the spa, golf, whatever you want. But, you know, I'll be signing up for the massage the day I arrive.
It's almost like the whole trip is 50% off.
Maybe you should book travel.
Karen, the way her marketing mind works.
But it's true. I mean, again, we give you the opportunity. You do pay 20% tax service fee on what you use of it. But still, if I'm spending $1,800, you know, on tours, excursions, spa treatments, and I'm only paying $360 out of pocket, I mean, that's 2 massages right there.
Absolutely.
So it is worth it. And it's, again, it brings value to them.
Absolutely. It's a win-win-win for everybody.
That's right.
And you're saving 100,000%.
That's so true. Now, besides calling Harry and Gabe, how would I book a Hard Rock All-Inclusive?
That's it. You call Harry and Gabe.
Perfect.
That's it. Was it 978-251-2868? I know it off the top of my head.
That is impressive.
I've known Gabe and Harry for since 2004. So, wow. And they've always been, you know, my go-to. I think they were the first people I called when I started working for Hard Rock. Yeah. So I was like, I'm back. Watch out.
Caitlin does. She's been a phenomenal asset for us. One of the things we had a destination wedding. It was kind of ironic. We had it was actually dark in our office because we had an issue with the lighting, and the woman she booked the destination wedding. She had a great time, and they from beginning to end. But Caitlin assisting at that, given the whole experience, it's a great way to. It's one of the things that happens in today's society. A lot of destination weddings.
Absolutely,
it was really well done.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, I love meeting, you know. New agents, but also clients who are going down. I get really excited about it because it's an easy product to sell because I love it. You know, and who wouldn't when you're down there and you experience it? Yeah,
it's true. When you experience it, and then I mean, let's face it, your customers really are your best sales agents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, referrals and
right.
Yeah,
and come home and tell everybody about what a wonderful experience. And a lot of people are bringing. The whole families together. They're coming down and bringing, because a lot of people live all across the country.
Yeah.
So they decide to have a wonderful family vacation, and you'll get 20, 25, 30 people.
Yeah,
we booking.
We do have a lot of groups, a lot of families, like Harry said, destination weddings, and it really appeals to all different, you know, ages and types of people. So, you know, you can go to your adult-only pool, and you can do the water slide at Hard Rock Punta Cana or Hard Rock Riviera Maya. So it's great for everybody.
Is Hard Rock All-Inclusive expanding?
Yes, we are. It's very exciting. We're opening two more hotels.
We have.
Yes.
I not just saying. One, two.
Yeah. Two.
Let's go
not
for
just
it.
One. Yeah, yes. We're going to do it. We know how to do it. We are opening Hard Rock in Los Cabos, end of 2016, 2017. That's going to be really exciting. And that will have a Nobu Hotel as well as a Hard Rock golf course.
Ooh.
Yeah. So those people who love Cabo, think of Hard Rock. And then the second hotel will be opened at in Cancun, Hard Rock Riviera Cancun. It's going to be 1,800 rooms. So it's going to be very, very cool.
That's
both
huge.
Built from the ground up, so we're not taking over new hotels. Right. These are going to be brand new hotels. Mm-hmm. So
that is
and watch
really
out for those.
You usually have a couple of pools.
Yeah, in Punta Cana, I think we have, 13 pools?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know the details. You know, they're not really put on paper quite yet for the new hotels, but... But yeah, we like I said, we know how to do it.
You can do it.
Your
right.
kids will
and
be able to
right.
lose you really fast on vacation.
That's, exactly. that's the plan.
We're going to the pool, Dad. Then you have to check 13 pools before you can find them.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the teenagers; like they'll be having volleyball competition. They have a good time, and you. One nice thing I like with the guests, what I really enjoyed is like the family's inside the pool. I was hanging out with some of the other people, like they're from Texas, Florida, but they're all really. It's a great atmosphere the whole time. It's just a great experience. Very relaxing. You know, you come down there from Boston, you rush, rush, rush. Then once you get there, you start slowing down. Okay, I got to slow down, get into the Caribbean mode, and it's a great experience. It's just very relaxing.
It just takes a fruity drink to get you in the Caribbean mode.
That's it. And we'll give you one right when you arrive. So
I like that. Wow.
It's awesome, and it's nice that you can be in your bathing suit most of the whole week.
That's right. Yep.
What is the information if folks want to check out the Hard Rock All-Inclusive Hotels?
Well, again, I think the best way to do it is, you know, call Gabe, call Harry, talk to them. They have all the information that you could possibly need from, you know, booking a destination wedding or just going on a family vacation, choosing the right hotel that fits for them. I think that's important. Is really, Harry and Gabe do such a great job of you know, talking to the clients, understanding what they're looking for in their vacation, and making sure that they're, you know, placing them in the right Hard Rock hotel. So you can certainly contact them. We'll get you, you know, the proper flyers, brochures, and whatever other collateral that they need to look more into it.
Yep, we're available for appointment on 978-251-2868. You can go to our website, which is garavaniantravel.com.
Can you spell Garavanian for people?
Garavanian travel.com.
And when you walk in, you might be seeing double.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Yeah. That's it. I have a twin brother. We've been in business for 30 years. So it's
amazing
how it's changed. The all-inclusive, this is what I like with Hard Rock. When it first opened, it was the traditional Club Med where they didn't really, they don't have all the amenities. It's not, I don't like the compare one to the other, but this is truly an upscale experience. Just when you come into the rooms, the decor, just the cleanliness. They have liquor. A lot of them will have liquor dispensers in the rooms.
Every room is in room. Liquor dispenser with four bottles of liquor. Refrigerator with sodas, juices, waters, domestic beer. Double jacuzzi in every room. So if you want to fill that up and just chill out, you can do that.
You want to have room service.
There you go.
It's perfect. Yep. And you don't have to worry about opening the refrigerator. Not like most hotels.
Right.
When you tell the kids, do not open that
refrigerator. Yeah, don't touch it. Yeah, there's like a timer on it. If you don't put it back, you're charged $50.
No, right.
Drink all the soda, all the water. It's replenished throughout your stay. So, you know, even if you want extra juice or extra Diet Coke or extra water, just write them a note, you know, and request it. So
the staff is truly exceptional. They value their positions, their jobs. They always met with a friendly smile. And in from going back to the resorts, the people stay there a long time. So that's one good thing, and that's you can have the best resort in the world, but if you're having turnover with staff at the Hard Rock, the people are very happy, and it's a great experience. It's very inviting. That's one of the things I can say.
Yeah, and you never know who you could see down there as well. I mean, I was down there 2-3 weeks ago, Eva Longoria was there. So Brett Michaels, he played. He was actually photoed with several brides that got married that day.
Exciting.
Yeah, so again, you never know. There's somebody else down there. I think Dancing with the Stars, actually, we were just talking about that. That was down there last week. So
very
they like
cool.
us. They love us.
Well, sounds like there's a lot to love. Thank you so much for joining us
today.
Thanks for having us.
And don't move, Harry.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back. You're listening to Chamber Chat on 980 WCAP, where
everybody gets it.